Hello, how are you? Well, I hope. In these troubled days, I'm Mike Harding, sitting in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales. It's a wonderful day out there. Everybody's going about their business, and I'm sitting in here going about mine, playing you lots of CD tracks, many of which are about outlaws, highwaymen, robbers, burglars. Kicking off with this, Rykuda, with his song about the archetypal outlaw Billy the Kid, who was doing quite well until he got on the wrong end of a bullet that had come out of the gun of Sheriff Pat Garrett.
I'll sing you a true song of Billy the Kid. I'll sing you the record of days that he did. Way out in New Mexico, a long time ago, when a man's only friend was his own 44. Now when Billy the Kid was a very young lad, in old Silver City he went to the bed. Way out west with a knife in his hand, at the age of 12 years, he killed his first man. Fair Mexican maidens play guitars and sing songs about Billy, their boy bandit king. Before his young manhood had reached its set in, he'd a notch on his pistol for 21 men.
Billy the Kid from Rykuda's album Into the Purple Valley. I'm going to play two more songs back to back about outlaws. Firstly, Renadine. Renadine is a shape-shifting brigand who, in the Irish version, is found in the mountains of Pomeroy. But in all the versions of this song, the outlaw brigand Renadine has teeth that shine in the moonlight, and he leads the poor unsuspecting woman over the mountains, this sly bold Renadine. Renard, fox, the Latin for fox. Renadine is a shapeshifter, man to fox. That's followed by quite a different version of the well-known song The Boston Burglar, which was originally based on the song Botany Bay about transportation to Australia. But in this case, it's about Boston in America, though the song does seem to have come originally from Ireland. Made its way back there when that wonderful chanteuse Delia Murphy had a big hit with it, back in the 50s, I think it was. However, enough from me. Here's Rhonda Dyne, followed by Boston City.
One night upon my rambles, 2 miles below Vermoy, I met a farmer's daughter all on the mountains high. I said, "My pretty fair maid, I'm glad to meet you here. All on this lonesome mountain, your beauty shines so clear." She said, "Young man, be civil, my company forsake, for it's of my good opinion I fear you are some rake. If my parents they'd come to know my life they would destroy for keeping of your company all on the mountains high." He said, "My dear, I am no rake, brought up in Venus train, but I'm seeking for concealment all on the lonesome plain. Your beauty so enticed me, I could not pass it by. So with my life I'll guard you all on the mountains high." The cherry cheeks and a ruby lips, they lost their former dye. She's fainted into his arms there all on the mountains high. They had not kissed once nor twice when she came to again. 'Twas then she kindly asked of him, "Pray tell to me your name. By chance you ask for me, perhaps you'll not me find. I'll be in my castle in quiet for rain or dine." The sun in dark she followed him, his teeth so bright did shine, and he led her over the mountain that's liable rain or dine.
City boys, the place we all know well. Brought up by honest parents, the truth to you I'll tell. Brought up by honest parents and raised most tenderly, till I became a roving blade at the age of 23. My character, it was taken and I was sent to jail. My parents tried to bail me out, but it was all in vain. The jury found me guilty and the clerk, he wrote it down. And the judge, he pronounced my sentence to be sent to Charlestown.
city boys, the place we all know well. And if there I get my liberty, along with her I'll dwell. If there I get my liberty, my company I will shun, like the robbing of the Munster bank and the drinking of the rum.
To you, lads, who have your liberty, just keep it while you can. Don't roam the street be night and day, nor break the laws of man. For if you do, you're sure to rue and end up just like me.
Pilgrim's Way from the album Red Diesel, with a version of the Boston Burglar called Boston City there. I love that track, it's brilliant. Particularly love the Jew's harp playing, because Lucy Wright, lead vocalist with Pilgrim's Way, is definitely one of the world's great Jew's harp players. Learnt it off her dad and her uncle. Before that you heard Renadine from the Irish band Antua, their album Six of One and Five of the Other. I don't know whether they're still together, Antua. I really rate them as a band, think they're terrific, and I think that version of Renadine is great. Now, a couple of weeks back I played you a track from the album by Irish trio Eris Lannan. Well, the fiddler in that band, Mick Keneally, one of the finest fiddlers in the tradition, teamed up a couple of years back with a great box player called David Munnerly. The result, I think, is terrific. They made an album together called Tis What It Is, which is great. And this is, well, it really pulses with authenticity. It is just a cracking piece of playing. These two guys are really on fire. Set of jigs, the Mayo Snaps, M-A-H-O. I'm not sure whether you pronounce it Maho or Mayo Snaps. Tea in the bog, in other words, and the last jig of all, The Maid in the Meadow. wonderful stuff. Mick Keneally and David Munnelly lashing into a set of three jigs there. The Mayho or Maho Snaps, Tay in the Bog, and The Maid in the Meadow. That's from the album Tis What It Is. I'm breathless just listening. They certainly are on fire, them two. Now, the new CD from Reg Muros, Faraway People, is getting rave reviews, and rightly so. And I'm going to play you a track from it now that I haven't played on the show so far. It's a love song, and I don't play many love songs, not because I'm a cynical old bugger, but because basically I think it's very, very difficult to come up with a new song on love that doesn't have the usual I love you, you've left me, somebody else has come along, Moonspoon June kind of pattern to it. But in this case, Reg Muros has certainly come up with something different. This is a Merseyside love song, New Brighton Girl.
On a Sunday in England, there's hope in the air. The bells of the north call the faithful to prayer. From the dales to the moors, all is right with the world. As I dream of the arms of my new Brighton girl, her voice like the water that sings in the stream, her hair soft and brown, her eyes bright and green. There's nowhere that I'd rather be in this world than to lie in the arms of my new Brighton girl. A friend to her father, his pride and his joy, the love of her life, her own little boy. But no man can own her or govern her world. She's a child and a lover, my new Brighton girl. She's a painter, a poet, a bold mountaineer. She's tanned and tattooed, she drinks whiskey and beer. She's my flower in the morning, I watch her unfurl. Then I kiss her awake, my new Brighton girl. Tonight I'll be hers and tonight she'll be mine. She'd love me much more if she just had the time, and I love her no less. She's my West Coast pearl. She is rare, she's the best, she's my new Brighton girl. Sunday in England, there's hope in the air.
New Brighton Girl from Reg Muros' new album, Faraway People. And it's a well-kept family secret, but my granddad ran away with a woman from New Brighton and lived in Wallasey for the rest of his life, much to the disgust of my mother and his mother, my great-grandmother. I shouldn't have told you that. It's a family secret. Talking of which, this is another song about lovers' ghosts. I did a feature in a previous show about lovers' ghosts returning from the dead, and the version of this song which I played for you then, Bay of Biscay, was by Karen Casey and John Doyle. I've since come across on the library shelf another wonderful version of it, unaccompanied, great harmonies from that superb band Finest Kind. From their album For Honour and For Gain, This is, I think, just an amazing version of Bay of Biscay, but let's see what you think.
My Willie sails on board the tender, and where he is I do not know. For 7 long years I've been constantly waiting, since he's crossed the Bay of Biscay. One night as Mary lay asleeping, a knock came to her bedroom door, saying, "Arise, arise, my dearest Mary, just to earn one glance of your Willie-o." Young Mary rose, put on her clothing, and to her bedroom door did go. And there she spied young Willie standing, his two pale cheeks as white as snow. Oh, Willie dear, where are those blushes? Those blushes I knew long years ago. Oh, Mary dear, the cold clay has ashed them. I am only the ghost of your Willie-o. Dawn is coming. Don't you think it's time for me to go? I am leaving you quite broken hearted, for to cross the Bay of Biscay. If I had all the gold and silver and all the money in Mexico, I would grant it all to the King of Erin, just to bring me back my Willie.
Wow, wasn't that good? Wonderful, wonderful harmonies there. Great band, Finest Kind. The album For Honour and For Gain, the song The Bay of Biscay. If you don't know their stuff, do check them out. They are wonderful. 4 or 5 absolutely terrific albums I've got on the shelf. They may have done more, I'm not sure, but do check them out. Now, 4 more songs on Outlaws back to back. The first one is another version of The Boston Burglar. Not the usual tune either, but I love this treatment. Robin Williamson and Clive Palmer of the Incredible String Band got together with Bina Williamson and Lawson Dando and produced a fantastic album called Just Like the Ivy and Other Favourite Songs. And the treatment they gave to The Boston Burglar is absolutely monumental. So that's the first song. That's followed by a wonderful version of The Wild Colonial Boy from Margaret Barry, a great Irish street singer, hellraiser, who still managed to be quite a lady. She drank Brendan Behan under the table, it would seem, but would still go and grace the Lord Mayor's parlour of any town hall in the world. Most powerful of voices, a street singer par excellence. That's followed by another song about Australian bushrangers, the outlaw Ben Hall, who, like Ned Kelly, was one of a gang who went out robbing coaches. And last of all, a song about Jesse James, the American outlaw, bank robber and train robber, guerrilla, gang leader and murderer. He robbed banks, stagecoaches and trains. The song I'm going to play is the Terry Allen song, New Delhi Freight Train, made famous by Little Feat in 1977. But in this case, I'm going to play you the man himself singing it from his album Lubbock on Everything. So, New Delhi Freight Train, before that Streets of Forbes, and before that The Wild Colonial Boy from Margaret Barry. But to kick us off, this is The Boston Burglar from Williamson, Palmer, Dando and Williamson.
I was born in Boston City, a city you all know well. Brought up by honest parents, truth to God tell. Brought up by honest parents, raised most tenderly too. Till I became a bad company, like a many the young man do. When I saw my poor old father standing witness there, likewise my poor old mother tearing out her trickling down. Son, son, what have you done to get sent to Charlestown? Yes, sent to Charlestown. Now how I was taken, it don't take long to recall. Fair with a friend turned me in for a small reward. The jury found me guilty, and the clerk he wrote it down. The judge he passed the sentence, sent me to Charlestown. Sent me to Charlestown. Tears come trickling down. Son, son, what have you done to get sent to Charlestown? Sent to Charlestown. Yeah, to put me on an eastbound train on a dark December day. Rolling through the station, you can hear the people say, there goes the Boston burglar, cold irons he is bound. 21 years, 21 years, sent to Charlestown. Whiskey glass, a working devil dwells. It will burn your breast to drink it, friends. It will send your soul to hell. Send your soul to hell.
I saw my poor old father standing witness there. Likewise, my poor old mother tearing out her hair. Tearing out those soft gray locks while her tears come trickling down. Son, son, what have you done to get sent to Charlestown? Sent to Charlestown.
One day
Lovely stuff. New Delhi Freight Train, Terry Allen from the album Lubbock on Everything. Now, a lady called Patricia Clues the other day posted up on my Facebook site saying she was hoping to hear the Dayton family play Travelling Light. And I pointed out that I have played it already, even though it was 2 years ago, but I don't see any reason for not playing it again. The Dayton family came from Barnsley and South Malacca. They made wonderful, wonderful music, and the album Acoustic Music to Suit Most Occasions was full of absolute gems. Sort of Barnsley rock and roll, Irish, South Moroccan music. Very hard to define, but a family that plays together very often produces really fantastic music. And this is no exception. A song made famous in this country by Cliff Richards and the Shadows, here given a second outing by the Dayton family. Travelling Light. Deal. Proper stuff. The Dayton family there with Travelling Light from their album Acoustic Music to Suit Most Occasions. Do check out their stuff. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Real deal. Now, how do I describe this next band? Wild Asparagus? Well, they basically play American dance music and Irish dance music as well. They play it in a very individual style, drawing their influences from all over the place. New England contra dance music, the British Isles dance music, Irish dance music, Canadian music, trad dances, you name it. And I think the result is perfectly lovely. This is a great set of reels played with an incredible amount of joie de vivre. The Congress reel, Fisherman's Island, and return to Milltown, Melby. Wild Asparagus.
Thank you.
Well, wasn't that good? The Congress Reel, Fisherman's Island and Return to Milltown from the album Wild Asparagus, Best of Wild Asparagus. There are some funny group names, I must say. That's a good one. Now, another track from the new album from Sam Kelly and the Lost Boys, Why Not? This is their version of The Bonnie Lass of Fife. Great Scots song, and believe it or not, I once sang this to my eternal shame with a terrible, terrible Scots accent, but I was only 18, 19, learning folk songs, and had learnt it off an Alex Campbell album. And what a terrible hames I made of it, unlike young Sam Kelly.
As we rode out of Fife-O, as we rode out of Fife-O, well, I fell in love with a lady like a dove. She went by the name of Peggy-O. There's many a lass in Nautilus, there's many a lass in the Kirrio, there's many I've seen on the streets of Aberdeen, but the flower of them all is pretty Peggy-O. Oh, pretty Peggy. Oh, oh, bonnie lass of Fife. Well, will you marry me, pretty Peggy-O? Will you marry me, pretty Peggy-O? Oh, if you would marry me, I would set your city free, and I'd spare all the people in Fife-O. I will give you ribbons, I'll give you rings, I'll give you a necklace of amber rose. I will stitch you a dress, silk and flowers on his chest, if you'll take a foreign soldier for to marry, oh. Oh, pretty Peggy. Oh, oh, bonnie lass.
Well, I would have married you, sweet William Moore. I would have married you, sweet William Moore. Oh, I would have married you, but for my brothers that you slew. Now I will take no foreign soldier for to marry you.
Peggy, oh, oh, bonnie lass of Fife. It was early next morning when we marched away. The captain said he was sorry, oh. The drums, they did beat like the ground beneath our feet, and the band played the bonnie lass of Fife, oh. Never I return, pretty Peggy-O. When I see the morning dew, oh, I will think of you, my bonnie lass of Fife-O. As we rode out of Fife-O, we rode out of Fife-O. Well, I fell in love with a lady like a dove. She went by the Peggy, oh, oh,
Class of 5E from the album Pretty Peggy by Sam Kelly and the Lost Boys. And I've got a gut feeling that if that album doesn't show in several nominations for Folk Awards this year, there is something seriously wrong, because it is as damn near perfect as you can get. The guy and the Lost Boys too are in rather excellent form, I suggest. Now, North Sea Gas will mean a lot to anybody over 50 who's been involved in the folk scene for some time. Dave Gilfillan, Ronnie MacDonald and Grant Simpson have been about more than 35 years and still lashing into it. I'm going to play a song now which in a way is also about outlaws. This is about the diggers in Cromwell's time who went to dig up the fields owned by the great lords and to establish a commonwealth of the earth in which all could share. Of course, this upset the status quo terribly. The elite establishment would not have that, and so they sent in people to sort them out. This is the great Leon Russellson song, The World Turned Upside Down, from North Sea Gas.
We come in peace, they said, to dig and sow. We come to work the land in common and to make the waste crown grow, this earth divided. We will make whole. So it will be a common treasury for all.
In 1649, St. George's Hill, a ragged band they called the diggers came to show the people's will. To the fight the landlords, to the fight the laws, they were the dispossessed, reclaiming what was theirs. We come in peace, they said, to dig and sow. We come to work the land in common and to make the waste ground grow, the earth divided. We will make whole, so it will be a common treasury for all. This sin of poverty we do disdain. No man has any right to buy and sell the earth for private gain. By theft and murder they took the land. Now everywhere the walls spring up at their command. They make the laws to chain as well. The clergy does the laws with heaven or the damas unto hell. We will not worship the God they serve, the God of greed to feed the rich while poor men starve.
We come in peace, they said, to dig and sow. We come to work the land in common and to make the waste ground grow, this earth divided. We will make whole. So it will be a common treasury for all.
We work, we eat together, we need no swords. We will not bow to the masters, or we rent to the lords, till we are free. Though we are poor,
you diggers all stand up for glory, stand up now.
For the men of property, the orders came. He sent the hired men and troopers to wipe out the diggers' claim, tear down their cottages, destroy their corn. We were dispersed, but still the vision lingers on. You poor take courage, you rich take care. This earth was made a common treasury for everyone to share. All things in common, all people one.
We come in peace, the orders came to cut them down.
We come in peace, they said, to dig and sow.
We come to work the land in common and to make the waste ground grow. This earth divided, we will make whole. So it will be a common treasury for all. We come in peace, they said, to dig and sow. We come to work the land in common and to make the waste ground grow, this earth divided. We will make whole. So it will be a common treasury for all.
Thank you.
Wonderful stuff, North Sea Gas, from their brand new album, Rolling Home, with the world turned upside down. And the album is full of terrific music, just like that. Damn good stuff. The last few songs are about highwaymen. I'm going to start with Reg Muros' wonderful song, Lizzie Loved a Highwayman, the true story of Dick Turpin. He's been romanticised by generations of writers, poets, novelists, but in fact, he was an out-and-out scoundrel who was quite a coward and went to his death on the scaffold wanting to wear the best clothes he could find because he was also incredibly vain. Lizzie Loves a Highwayman is told from the viewpoint of Turpin's unfortunate wife. That is followed by Ewan McCall singing the old broadside ballad, Turpin Hero. Was found all over these islands and is one of the songs which romanticised the man. It comes from an album called Chorus from the Gallows, by the way, which I thought you might be interested to know. And I'm going to end this section and the show with a song which comes from a broadside ballad which was found in the Ashmolean Museum at Wigan Pier. You'll recognise the singer. He's a well-known folk singer from Wigan, and I'm sure as you hear his voice, you'll recognise him. So, three songs about Dick Turpin and his famous horse, Fred.
Oh, Lizzie loved a highwayman. She gave him all young girl can, and in return he gave her widowhood. From the bell at Hempstead born to trade, the butcher's axe and the butcher's blade, and his childhood bride the picture made complete. But Lizzie's mother understood that boy would come to nothing good, an apprenticeship in bone and blood won't lead my girl to motherhood. Didn't he look fine in church today? In his buckle boots and his fustian coat and his feathers blue and grey. Young Richard joined the Gregories, all Essex boys the lowest thieves. They robbed both rich and poor for greed and gain. They broke into their homes at night, regardless of their means or might. They'd rape or scold or set alight those poor souls who put up a fight. No honor bound those desperate men, they shot both enemies and friends. They sold their souls for liberty and gold. Lizzie's dreams of home gave way to cold nights in a forest cave, to a husband who she couldn't keep, who killed his friend and ran away. On a stolen coal black mare called Bess, they say, by a full moon's arc he rode to York, 200 miles away. With a bounty high he changed his name, he poached a deer and a horse and game, and left his father to take the blame to jail. One day the landlord's bird he blew, the landlord cried, Dick, I know you. And again the drunk his pistol drew, crying, let me charge and I'll shoot you too. From his prison cell he sent a note to his brother, and inside he wrote, find men who'll stand good witness to my name. But he wouldn't pay the postage due, and the letter fell to one who knew the writing of the one whose fame had brought the Turpin House to shame. But didn't he look fine in court today? In his buckled boots and his fustian coat and his feathers blue and grey. Dick Turpin paid five men to mourn. In new coat and shoes stepped out at dawn. Like a gentleman he bowed along the way. He stepped up to the hangman's gate and felt his leg begin to shake. He stamped the fear and with his friend the hangman half an hour he spent. And with a proud and noble air he leapt from that three-legged mare. And for a while he dangled free, his feathers kissed by morning air. But mother, didn't he swing well today? In his buckled boots and his fustian coat and his feathers blue and grey. They buried Turpin's body deep, but when the town was fast asleep, the body snatchers stole his corpse away. An angry crowd, friends to his fame, in preservation of his name, saved him from the butcher's blade and laid to rest the highwayman. He gave his ring and handsome corpse away, and another woman's tears fell on his feathers blue and grey.
On Hounslow Heath as I rode o'er, I spied a lawyer riding before. Kind sir, said I, ain't you afraid of Turpin, that mischievous blade? Hooray, Turpin hero, hooray, Turpin oh. Says Turpin, he'd ne'er find me out, I've hid me money in me boot. Oh, says the lawyer, there's none can find me gold, for it's stitched in me cape behind. Hooray, Turpin hero, hooray, Turpin oh. As they rode down by the powder mill, Turpin commands him to be still. Says he, your cape I must cut off, for me mare she wants a saddle cloth. Hooray, Turpin hero, hooray, Turpin oh. As Turpin rode in search of prey, he met an exciseman on the way. Then boldly he did bid him stand. Your gold, he said, I do demand. Hooray, Turpin hero, hooray, Turpin oh. Turpin then, without remorse, soon knocked him quite from off his horse and left him on the ground to sprawl. So he rode off with his gold and all. Hooray, Turpin hero, hooray, Turpin oh. So he rode over Salisbury Plain, he met Lord Judge with all his train. Then hero-like he did approach and rubbed the judge as he sat in his coach. Hooray, Turpin hero, hooray, Turpin oh. For the shooting of a dunghill cock, poor Turpin now at last is took and carried straight into a jail, where his ill luck he does bewail. Hooray, Turpin hero, hooray, Turpin oh. Now Turpin is condemned to die, to hang upon yon gallows high. His legacy is a strong rope for stealing a poor dunghill cock. Hooray, Turpin hero, hooray, Turpin oh. Hooray, Turpin hero, hooray, Turpin oh.
Nice people, What are you going to do now?
I'm going to ride Bonnie Black York on the road to Bess.
You can't. The toll gate is closed.
Well, I can jump over the top and push the horse underneath. I'm Gallant Dick Turpentine, just swam the Serpentine, now I'm riding to York. Daring deeds at night I do, holding up coaches and sharabangs too. Stand and deliver, I shout and I shiver, with faces white as chalk. I've robbed the mail coach with curses and threats, a couple of bath chairs and two bassinets. I'm Gallant Dick Turpentine, just swam the Serpentine, now I'm riding to York.
Wonderful. I couldn't resist that. That's Gallant Dick Turpin from George Formby's album. We're listening to George Formby, Volume 10, telling the story of Dick Turpentine's famous ride to York on his horse, Fred. And before that, you heard Ewan McColl and Peggy Seeger from the album Chorus from the Gallows with Turpin Hero, and right at the head, the wonderful Lizzie Loves a Highwayman from Reg Muros's album Dragonfly. Listen, thanks ever so much for listening to this programme. I do hope you've enjoyed it. A special thank you to all you people in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, America and the west of Ireland and wherever else you're listening from on the FM stations that take this. And also to people in hospital who are listening now, particularly to the bloke in Ward 9 with the big pot on his leg who's just dropped a load of peanuts down it and is trying to get them out with a bent coat hanger. I wish you every success, sir. And by the way, here's the nurse with the bedpan. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, spread the word, keep the faith, and mind how you go. And you can find out all about this show that you just listened to, artists, links through to their site, etc., by going to www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. And as the nun said when she fell out of the tree, it's a long road that has no turnips. Bye-bye.